Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. The detection of gravitational waves in 2015 confirmed Albert Einstein's prediction in 1916 that such waves exist. The gravitational waves, like ripples on the surface of water, were produced by the collision of two massive black holes, approximately 1.3 billion light years away. The waves were detected using two gigantic detectors called LIGO, Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, one in Hanford, Washington, and one in Livingston, Louisiana. Now, studies of the universe can be done via gravitational waves, rather than solely by observations involving light. A fascinating book about the detection of gravitational waves is Black Hole Blues and Other Songs from Outer Space by Yana Levin. Key scientists in this discovery are Raina Weiss, Kip Thorne, and Ron Drever. They persisted in their belief that a LIGO machine would work. Finally, the National Science Foundation funded the construction of LIGO in Washington and Louisiana. It was the most expensive project ever funded by the National Science Foundation. I highly recommend this book for anyone who wants to know the background about the detection of gravitational waves. I'm thrilled to know the story, and you will be too. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.